It's himself and his passion, because he understands. Because I believe if you go to him, not you, if a 6-year-old boy goes to his room and say, which story is your favorite in Masnavi, he will say, the thirsty on a wall. Believe me, you will see in the future, because when you go through this book several times, you will see where Rumi becomes enchanted. Here, Rumi is enchanted. He's going and let go. It's the opposite. Then he uses that, I don't know, assetlessness, asset. So this is how it is. And you see that it's describing undescribable source of energy and information in me, and me being a silly fellow not looking at it, and it's full of hope. I mean, normally this should be the source of hopelessness. When they say there is nothing, it's zilch, it's emptiness, it's blah blah. But look at him. He's enchanted. Why? Because he's talking with his heart. This is not the mind of Rumi. Therefore he attends to craziness. Now we'll talk about what the craziness is, because craziness is a part of this. We know we have several people in different level of craziness in our stories to represent the state of mind which is not limited in silly logic. Yes.
There, in this craziness, it seems there might be a protection from the people of logic who don't quite know what to make of this Matsui. There's a protection in it somehow, because they don't know what to do with it. It doesn't fit into their, it's the exception to their rule.
In a way, yes, but remember the worst thing, the worst subject to explain is craziness, because it's not explainable.
That's what I mean.
And these people, they say, we choose that craziness. Why? He's explaining this. Now he will talk about something interesting. This is another made-up story. The story goes like this. There is this Zonnun. A famous guy, a peer, a master. And he will compare this fellow with craziness. Because in a way he's crazy. But you will see that he's not crazy. The other people even do not call him crazy. But we want to talk about that abstract. So we will give us a serious story about Zunnun that becomes crazy. Then later, next paragraph, all the followers will understand that no, he's not crazy, but intentionally he's playing it crazy because of something else. This is what we are going to listen. First thing, let's listen to his craziness. Yes.
It so happened that the Egyptian, that a new agitation and madness was born within him. His agitation became so great that salt from it was reaching hearts up to above the sky. Beware, O salty soil, do not put thy agitation beside the agitation of the holy lords.
First listen. First listen is this. He said, once upon a time there was this Zunnun. He was really, he had this Junun. You know that it's not exactly craziness. It's something. Here he will put another word beside it, which is Shur. And Shur means passion. He said, suddenly in him the new wave of passion as craziness happened. And that passion was so great and exaggerated, which will go above the sky and will hurt every heart. This was two first verses. Was explanation of a master who became crazy. Then he start and talk to you. That when I'm saying this, do not compare yourself with the master. When I say passion, do not compare it with the passion in you. This is not what I'm talking about. And this is a repetition. He mentioned it before. Do you remember when? Do you remember the parrot and grocery stuff? Over there he said, means do not compare yourself with the clean fellow, although sheer and sheer will look the same. Lion and the milk, the words look the same. Over there. And he will repeat it. Why? Because this is one of the serious problems of understanding this wisdom. The problem is this. In this wisdom, they talk about an enlightened fellow, and they talk about you, and that's all. Repeatedly, I will say, when he's talking about you. Only you. In you. We're not talking about the politics, we are not talking about the physical dilemma outside. We are talking about this. Okay? So we are talking about you. And you understand you. Okay? And we talk about this enlightened fellows. You imagine them something like yourself. Don't. Because physically, in reality, there is no difference between that fellow and Romeo. Physically, they are the same, but one is the famous lover, the other one is not. We are talking about that state of being, which is waiting for you. But it's not this one. Do not mix it with this. Because we normally do, when they say, a good fellow, we say, okay, not something like me, but something like me much, much better. No, we're talking about a different quality, yes?
The people could not endure his madness. His fire was carrying off their beards. When the fire fell on the beards of the vulgar, they bound him and put him in a prison. There is no possibility of pulling back this rein, though the vulgar be distressed by this way. These kings have seen danger of their lives from the vulgar, for this multitude are blind and the kings without mark. When authority is in the hands of the profligates, Dunun is inevitably in prison.
The great translation. Does it make sense? Because there is a trick here. He said, I'm sorry, I cannot stop this conversation. This is a subject that I don't like to talk about, but is inevitable. We have to talk about it. Because when we talk about these enlightened fellows, we normally don't like to talk about the pain they have caused by the rest of us. We cause them pain. We cause them the problem. We are their problem. When you talk about the saint, the holy people, they're not having a personal life. They worry about the rest of us, and we cause them the pain. This is a subject that we have to talk about. Although, remember, it's not the problem you stick to. Right from the beginning, we said to stick to the problem of you in you. Here we give some explanation, but we are worried because some people will misinterpret this. What is the misinterpretation of this? See, becoming enlightened with this kind of people is impossible. They will ruin your life. They don't let you. Look around you. Are you silly? All this stuff. We know that we could provoke this. But we caution you that, okay, now we want to talk about that other part. Why? Because our story started like this. This Zonun, this fellow, was so crazy, they had to tie him up and put him in a jail. And this happens every single day because the good people are being tortured by the rest of us. When the power is in the hand of a nasty fellow, all the saint will be in prison. This is obvious. Yes?
The great king rides alone. Such a unique pearl in the hands of children. What pearl? A seed hidden in a drop. A sun concealed in a moat. A sun shows itself as a moat and little by little uncovered its face. All moats vanished in it. The world became intoxicated by it and then became sober.
This is the bizarre situation that these fellows, the enlightened people, in a way, the other people will bother them, and even the children in the road will bother them. What do? They go along with it because they are not here to fight anyone. Somehow they walk with the children in the street as if they are normal people because they are the biggest, but they could fit in the smallest. They are like an ocean being concentrated in a droplet of water. They are different. They don't show their grandiose and stuff even. They are like a sun who is hidden behind a little flare of light. This is how it goes. This is the rule of the universe, and do not be the judge of this, because this is them doing that. And
when the pen is in the hands of a traitor, unquestionably Masur is on a gibbet.
You know who is Masur? Masur is Masur Hallaj, is the guy who said, "I am Haq," and was tortured, imprisoned for 15 years, skinned alive, tortured, crucified, and he didn't take it back.
When this affair belongs to the foolish, the necessary consequence is they kill the prophets. Through folly, the people who had lost the way said to the prophets, "Lo, we augur ill from you." See the ignorance of the Christian appealing for protection to the Lord who was suspended. Since according to his belief...
That's suspended, I don't know, because it's crucified. Yes, the word is avichtan, but when they talk about Jesus, that's obvious, that's crucifixion. What is this? He talks about these good people and say, even the story of their life is strange. Look at the stupid people. What do? They kill the prophets. Look around you, all the prophets majorly are being killed. And look at the Christians. How silly they are that they think that Jesus was crucified. And they have the feel of that.